Welcome back to Cricut's Mind Show. I'm sharing this video about video editing and web design when I spoke to students back in November at San Antonio High School, because what I understand is that at high school age, this is the best potential to learn and practice and gain trust with professionals like myself, local businesses, to start working now. Okay, give an example in this talk for one too of a girl who's in eighth grade, and she already runs 3 websites, one for free and 2 getting paid for. Okay, so with these students, I'm trying to get them motivated to understand that by having the right character, the right reputation, doing the right things, talking this is the right way, at that point you have rapport. You build a reputation so they trust you, like you, and want to pay you for your work over time once you show the results. All right, so go right to talk and I'll see you afterwards.
This is another class. Okay, it's been a longer workshop than I do with most of my senior businesses too. I do a lot of talks at sometimes chamber events or other people. I like to advise people. Okay, all my information I give is for free. Because I want people to understand, especially at young age, as I seen you last year too, a lot of you guys have the most potential out of anyone out there. You know why? Because you're young. Not old like me. Okay? Because of that, you guys have potential to learn more and use your information if you put the work ethic in. With video production and, for example, social media, how much money you can make in this? $100 a year? $1,000 a year?
Six figures,
right?
Yes.
How?
Designing websites.
Starting with that.
Yeah.
Okay, putting the work in. Okay, knowing what people want. I said in this last talk too, a lot of it is people don't realize as a business owner, I've got a service, I worry about that end as a doctor, okay? But as a business owner, I have to realize my business has to grow, succeed or fail based on people coming in the door. They don't see me, they're not gonna come in the door. And before they used to see me on a Yellow Page ad, okay, that doesn't exist anymore. They do, but they're worthless. Sorry, Yellow Page people. Okay? Realize a lot of that is it's gone from that to Yellow Pages to now websites, which you guys are doing now, correct? Okay? To easy websites, a flat page with pictures and some words, and that's it. Okay? You click on there, boom, you're in and out. Now they have backlinks in other pages too within that website. Allows you to do other things, such as have a newsletter, have videos, have a review site. All these back links that I want to go to understand what this business can do for me. Okay, when I go to a website, it's about the customer, about the service being offered, not about the doctor. Before it was about the doctor. Now I don't talk about myself, I talk about what we do, how we solve problems for people in their health as a chiropractor. Okay, that makes sense. Any questions about that? So you think about doing websites for money, because you can make money now making websites. Okay, does that make sense? Did anyone hear that? You can make money now making websites for the right people and get more business from those people. How do you do that? Offer it for free. Any questions about that? Who wants to work for free? Good. Okay. You want to work for free to start with, to get your name out there, to get your reputation out there. What's in between your character and reputation? What's the difference? You guys have talked about this yet?
A little bit?
Okay.
It's good for them here. So
character is what? Character is what I think I can do, what my work ethic is, what my morals and values are, what my talents are, what I think is. Reputation is what someone else thinks. What's the best way right now today to find out someone's reputation? What's the best way?
The internet.
Internet, right? World Wide Web. The phone. Okay, social media, Instabook, Facebook, all the grams too. Instagrams, all of them. Okay, all of them. That's how you find someone's reputation. Sometimes people are not so smart. They put dumb stuff on their social media. Reputation goes down, goes south. That affects your character too. When you do that, because all that's public information forever and ever and ever, that makes your reputation go down, makes your character go down too. It's a reflection of both of someone else's eyes. Not your eyes, because you believe what you believe, but someone else's eyes, which is, in a business perspective, if you want to run people's websites, has to be number one. They can always find you, just like the CIA and the FBI. They can always find you, okay? To realize, to start with, make sure your character reputation stays up here, okay? Stays on the surface, does not drop below the surface. If and when you can do that, even though as young as you are, sometimes humans, doesn't matter if you're 10, 20, 30, or 40, sometimes because we're human, we do dumb things. It happens. But do better things. Help more people out. Serve people. I do these talks and put them on a Facebook Live. You can ever see, I want people to see exactly what I'm doing outside the office. Okay, I want to build up my reputation, being very transparent, as someone who helps people. I do this here at Upland High School, at the ROP too. I love helping, makes me feel better. For some reason, it's free, phenomenal, but it makes me feel good. Okay, I want you to learn today to make money the right way, building good websites for people that can refer more people to you. As a business, my best customer comes from a personal referral. Do you know what that is, a personal referral?
When one of your customers refers them.
Exactly. So someone, I see someone as a patient, as a chiropractor, I treat them well. They may leave or stay and they go, hey, my friend, my cousin, my family wants to come and see you. I'm like, fantastic. Out of my patients every month, I want to see about 7 out of 10 come from personal referrals. That tells me I'm doing a decent job. That's my plan. But if I have to go out there and market all the time and pay someone hundreds of thousands of dollars to market for me, that means I'm getting a lot of people from, say, websites or social media, or, God forbid, the Yellow Pages or Yelp. At that point, what am I not doing in my office as a practitioner that is not enough to get personal referrals to? Okay? So as a business, to realize when you work with businesses, find out what the reputation is. If they're a good business, they have a good reputation, what's the best way to find the reputation if you don't know them personally?
Through other people.
Other people or their reviews too, right?
Yeah.
Other people or their reviews. Google reviews, Yelp reviews. That's right now, 2017, that's the number one thing to look for. They're public information. If you see a 5-star all the way through, they have 100 reviews, I'm not going to question them. Maybe 4 or 5, or maybe even 15 or 20, or maybe not false, but maybe their friends wrote a review. But out of 100, probably not. It's a lot of work. If they have 20 reviews and 4 are negative reviews, I go, well, what's going on here? Okay, I want to know, walking the door as someone approaching a business, as you guys would be, build their website, what am I working with? Okay, when I came today, did I come in the door and go, hey, I'm start talking? Did I go in and go, Mr. Williams, what kind of class is this? What are they learning? Okay, I do that because I want to give you information of what you're doing here too. When you approach a business for their website, know what they do. Okay, know what business it is, first of all, but know what their social media, like in video and marketing, is right now. Their website is their number one way to go to find out what they do, right? If it's not a personal referral. So you have to do your homework beforehand. Why do you think that's important? What do you think? A lot of it is, by doing your homework first, you build a trust with that business owner or office manager or whoever works there. Okay? So realize when you do that and build that reputation with them, that trust, they can go, hey, look, this kid might be a kid, but he's done his homework. I'm going to give him a shot. He lives local. He knows what I do. He's maybe visited my office a couple times too. Give him a shot. What does a shot mean?
A try,
right? Okay. A try for me goes, I'm going to do your website for you. I'm going to take what you have already. I'm going to build it on a different platform. I'm going to do it all for free. And again, why is free important?
Because it builds up your reputation.
Perfect. Builds your reputation up as a website design marketer, but also gives them a chance to see what you can do. As a business owner, I worry about what's going on. Most people do. What's going on right now, what's working right now for my marketing. Maybe just pictures, someone posting something once in a while, or maybe a review once every couple months. Okay? How do I go from there, because I'm in my business all day long with my patients, to worry about this business side, go, now to worry about marketing, okay, this isn't fun for me. So you make it more fun for that person, male or female, chiropractor, podiatrist, print shop, whatever it is too, by getting people in the door. So I go, I'm going to build this. If I'm in your mind, I'm going to go, how do I build someone's website So over a period of 2 or 3 months, give them a long period of time, I'm going to have people come here more often for you from my website, from my social media for your office. I want to build that for you. And give them a window. Don't tell them next week, because that might be a holiday week. No one's going to come in during the holidays. Okay, give them a 2-3 month window and go, look, I'm going to show Google Analytics 2 from day one to day three, or maybe a week later, a month later, 2 months later, show you the progression of where things are. As someone, and my person at least, I want a visual of what's going on, how things progressing throughout the day, or throughout the week, or throughout the month. Okay, I want to see that improvement. So find out what kind of personality, if you can, find out their personality too. How do they learn? How do they process it? When you do that, again, you gain their trust because you're thinking like them. Like likes like. Does that make sense? If I do this, you're talking to me, do this also. All right? If I talk at a very slow pace, talk at a very slow pace. If I cross my legs, cross your legs. If I look you in the eye the whole time, look me in the eye the whole time. Might be a little bit awkward. Okay? But you have to follow their personality, their tone of voice, their volume of speech, their body language. Because that tells me, hey, look, they're like me. Why is that important? How many times do you get a first impression with someone, face-to-face impression with somebody? How many times do you get that chance?
Once.
Once, right? Who said once? Good, once. When you get it once, that's your one chance to make the first impression your best impression. You have to go in on point and be there with that person. I don't care if you're 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years old, to get that business for you. You come with the knowledge of what the company does already, what they've done in the past, how you're going to improve that for free for a short period of time so they see those results. That's what they want to hear. I don't want to spend a dime on something that hasn't been proven. Every dollar in my practice, that dollar is split into probably 4 or 5 different ways until I get a paycheck. Every business ran, the owners get a paycheck once the overhead has been paid. That's expensive, the office, the staffing, utilities, businesses, whatever it might be, even taxes too. So every dollar counts in that business. If you can show me improvement over 2-3 month period, at that point I'm going to go, hey, they're bringing me more clients, more patients, more services. I'm going to go, phenomenal. Now I bring them on. I'm start paying them a monthly fee. If you guys figure out what deadline, what that's going to be, and also do that 2-month, 3-month period too, spend time learning what they want. Do they want more views? Do they want more likes? Do you want people calling, hey, look, great video? Okay? Figure out what they want. You have to continue to communicate with these people to realize how to help them build up your reputation with them again, to get their business, but also the next person, and next person, next person. In class last year, I was talking to Dr. Mr. Williams about this. She had already 3 websites, and she was, I think, in 8th grade, correct?
Yes.
3 websites in 8th grade. Do you think that's impossible?
No.
Someone who sat over there last year did it. Why can't you start that now with someone who you know as a family member who wants to get things started? Anyone who has a product or a service, you can help them out for free now. Pictures, start with pictures, then video. You guys use Wix, correct? It is the next platform. I use WordPress for my platform because that's what I'm used to. Use that, learn that. What's the next thing on Wix? Okay, what's the next plugin for that too? Use those things that someone else is not using to impress me. How do you put video on the front page? How do you get a click-in button where it says book now or call now? Remember on any website they want to see on the front page? I'm not sure what I told me on Friday. When you open up your screen here, that first what you see on the screen is what you want to have most information. Your phone number, name the business, how to contact them right now. If you can, I haven't figured out yet because I'm slow, can you make that phone number a click so from your phone you click it and call right away?
Yep.
That is the key. One click away. It's probably a commercial, something like that. But one click away gives you the ability to go, I'm going to call them right now. It's either put in your phone and figure out what it is and you're driving, you're like, great, another accident. One click away. The faster you can get there is the key. Okay, that front page is huge. May it be a screen like this or your phone. That point you see that. And again, everything you guys do now too, it automatically, I think, makes it to a mobile app too, correct?
Yes.
Mobile site?
Yes.
Perfect. I still click on people's Instagrams and it goes to a website type of design. So I have to click through there, go left and right, and everything else. I'm like, this is annoying. Because I'm used to what's going on right now. So realize, when you make things accessible and easy to get to, and less time consuming than anybody else does, you make life really, really easy. I'm happy, I click through, I call. I'm unhappy, I go to the next website. Make sense? So because you got to think like, okay, I want to find someone right now who's a plumber. I Google it on my phone. What happens? A few plumbers come up, the first two are ads, I'll go, those might be okay. The next one, the next one, that ad matches the person on number one on Google, the number two, and number three, and number four. I'm like, that person has to be it. They look at the reviews, they have, say, 45 Yelp reviews. The next person down below has three reviews. Where do you go to? That social media credibility, even though it's Yelp or Google review, tells me at least they have some people that like them. I'm going to go to their website, or if it's a Google platform, go to the Google page, at that point, find their phone number, call them right now. Okay, yes?
That's why everybody knows that companies like Amazon are legit, because they built up that reputation, and they got millions of reviews, and everyone knows that they're good.
So you have an Amazon that has your stores, right?
Yeah.
So I will sell, if I have a product, I sell something on Amazon for my own store, because that reputation already built in. Amazon, and then you go to Amazon, then my store, they go, they have to be good. Have to be trusted. Phenomenal. Okay? That's when people go to Google. When you search something now, first thing will be a Google or a Yelp directory, because people trust those things now. You want to be on all those platforms. So make sure if you drive a website, the website has links to their Yelp in Google on that first front page. I'm going to call it that because I've got the word. When they first open their phone or go on their computer or laptop, you want to be right there, because that's going to be the trusted source exactly. Okay? Any questions about that? The best way, and I'll give you a quick secret, how to help someone feel smarter is when you contact them and you talk to them, you get, say, a face-to-face appointment with them, you're going to go, as you know, doctor, websites are improving every day. Okay? Put in your head if you want to. When you use the words, as you know, you're assuming they already know that, and they assume that they know that too. Make sense? It's psychological play. So when you use the words, as you know, at that point, you're assuming they're smart enough to know this already. In their head, they're probably going, like, I don't have no idea what he's talking about. But you go, sure. Okay? You want to have them to say yes, want them to nod their head yes. When you say something to them that is a fact in your head, you do this. Very subtle, right? At that point, they agree with you. They mimic you. Again, like attracts like. Give me little things that people have manipulated me with. All right? So as you know, and a little head nod when you say a statement, gets them to go, that sounds good. I'm not even faking myself out right now. Any questions about that?
Yeah.
Who wants to build websites for businesses, for products? What do you guys want to do? Yes?
I kind of want to build websites in the future.
For what, though?
Companies.
What kind of companies?
There's no really preference. Just any. I mean, like anything.
Like a local company or a big corporate company?
Big corporate company takes a while, but I could do local at first.
What do you want? What's your interest? I mean, I'm gonna use you as, if that's okay with you, an example.
Yes. Yeah.
How would want to trickle down to what you're focusing on to know exactly what interests you to work at it. So what's your interest? What do you like to work? What do you like to do? What are your hobbies?
Gaming.
Go for it. So how do you contact the local gaming company, maybe local or non-local, to get some of their marketing? How would you do that?
Calling them.
Calling them, or what else?
Email.
Or what else?
Talking to them in person.
Good. So those are the use things all the time, right?
Yeah.
Now, someone who is on social media, what's the best way to contact them that way?
Through their social media.
Especially if they built it up too. They have an Instagram and they may have like six posts. They just start and they're really just generic posts. They go, maybe I'll DM. But they have a Facebook, and that's where most of social media, they have a lot of likes, they have a lot of people following them on Facebook. That may be where you want to go to. I wouldn't contact my wife and go, hey, look, I'll go to some of their posts and kind of flatter them a little bit. Hey, that's a great post. Fantastic. You know? and ask them a question too in their post. When you ask a question in the comment, probably I want to say 8 out of 10 times they're going to respond. You know why?
Because they like it.
Because they like it. They put it up there for a reason, right? They want to see people liking it. And if you like it and you ask a question or you leave a comment, they go, okay. You know, someone asked, I said, every time I go on Instagram, because I went from my office, I have no time for a personal Instagram. But at that point, the office one is, every time I find a false someone wants to follow me, I always leave a comment. Okay, hey, great post. Thank you for the follow and likes. Wish you best success in your business. That's my generic one. When I look at their post, okay, hey, that's a great post. I'll probably comment on 2 posts, one with maybe a 3 or 4 sentence comment, and one with maybe a quick comment too. People always like Instagram posts, right? Who leaves comments? Very few people do. Takes a little bit of time, but shows your interest. And sometimes I'll ask a question about, because I'll be interested, what does this do? How does this work? That gets the conversation rolling. Can you DM me some information about what you do? Or go to their bio link, God forbid, spend some time there too, find what the business is, and go, hey, I saw your business, I went through your bio link, I like it. To get more information about this. You're doing is getting interest. That makes sense? You're spending time, which people don't do, on their social media that they put up. It sometimes takes time to put social media, especially a video, and go, hey, look, I appreciate this. What's the next thing that you have to offer? People Instagram me all the time and go, hey, DM me for 1,000 followers. Hey, DM me for this or that. I'll help you out with this and that. I'm like, okay, that's not what it's there for. My videos on my Instagram, most of the videos, some images too, or Facebook too, are for me to let people know what I do. Through my exercise that I give out, through my talks I give out, through my extra analysis too, and my testimonials also. So when you do that, and again, I love your, hey, I'm gonna call them, I'm gonna email them, I'm gonna walk in the door and go talk to them, spend 5 minutes with them, make an appointment obviously. At that point, spend that time with them, but also realize everything you're putting out there, that takes time. When you click on someone's Instagram, it takes like what, 2 seconds? To put a video up or a post, sometimes it takes like 5-6 minutes. That's a lot of time for people. So they want to show people what's going on, but by you clicking on there and leaving a comment and asking a question especially, a comment that's not a hey, great, or yeah, or a high five, or I always do a thumbs up. My staff love me because I give them like thumbs up for everything. Ask me a question, you gotta go, I some thumbs up, like, great, another thumbs up. Didn't answer my question. Okay? But when you leave a comment and sentences, actually words, people go, wow, that person must be intelligent. You can send emojis, you can do emojis too, but if you want to look intelligent, and just because I'm 43, leave words. People love words. And I always do the try to talk text. Never works for me. Blows. Horrible. So I always have to go back and proofread, so I just type it out myself. Spend the time. People that you want to focus on. Okay, if you like gamers, like you mentioned a second ago, at that point, can you go online and search gamers? I'm a big Twitter person, maybe you use Twitter too. At that point, use that to your advantage.
I'm sorry.
And maybe go by location. If you're in Claremont or Upland or Montclair or the next city over, search those areas too, and then from that search, go down and see exactly are there any gamers on that search. So you actually go visit them. I have followers in Australia. Will I ever go to Australia? Probably not. How many sharks over there? In my place. Okay? But I want to realize, can I find local people that I would work with? My next talk is from video, if you're going to put videos on websites too, correct?
Yeah.
How about audio? Is audio important now? Just audio.
Yeah.
Right? Is audio coming back per se? I have what's called now, I put it up here. It's called Crooked Spine Show. I do a podcast and I started this in August or July. And it was rough initially. But by doing those, I use that content because I videotape it also. I interview them face to face. I sit next to them usually or her. And I use that interview as a video, right? That's one content. Facebook Live video, one video. I take that same video and put it on YouTube. That's 2 platforms. Okay? Same video, make it into an Instagram post less than a minute. That's 3 platforms. Put it on my website, that's 4 platforms. Put it on Twitter, that's 5 platforms. What else is there? I'm not Snapchatting yet. That's a term. Okay. If I do, that'll be 6 platforms. I take that same video on those five platforms, making the little short videos too. That's 10 platforms. Make those videos short, another clip from that video, another clip, that'll be 15 platforms. 15 videos from that one video. I'll take 3 or 4 highlights from the video, make the longer video, that'll be 20 platforms. Make sense? One piece of video may be long enough, obviously, can use about 20 different ways. So doing an interview with somebody, someone like Mr. Williams, about what he does, helps you brand yourself as the person behind the camera that can use that video on that person's website and all social media too that they hopefully have about 20 times. That makes sense? So my podcast is great. I love it. I maybe have no viewers on my podcast. I have no idea. But I can use that video for 20 different ways for each interview. I've done about probably, I think, 12 interviews face-to-face, plus my workshops, plus everything else. I have about probably, I think, 25 episodes so far on my podcast. And that can be separate than all the platforms. You can talk about another, at least one or two more beyond that. Okay, any questions about that? It's a lot of information. Okay, the biggest thing I want to get today is realize your work now can be very, very profitable if you understand your market. If it's gamers or doctors or a plumber or a cleaners, at that point, talk to them and see what they need, what they want. They may have an Instagram. You may not have a website because it's more work. We don't understand that work. I don't build my own website. I had someone else build it for me. It's more work. Instagram takes me 2 minutes to learn on a YouTube channel. Facebook probably to already have that for my personal life. But over my professional, that's easy. But Facebook is more work. You guys have the opportunity to make money from that now, not when you graduate or get a degree. At that point, use that if you can. What we talked about are the tools to talk to someone face-to-face, contact them directly or indirectly to build up your reputation and character with them so they trust you by giving them a free video, giving them a website, and watching the clips through the website. That's when they see people viewing it and going through there, and hopefully maybe 2 or 3 pages too, so they understand exactly what you're doing for them. Websites still work. Okay, I was told a while back it didn't work, and I tried not to use it. I got upset because my views dropped a lot. They still work. When you look at someone, say for example, a chiropractor in Upland, that's where I work, you Google search that, number one is going to be the Google Maps for one, I think, then the ads, and then my website. So why would I not have a website? It takes time to build a reputation. Give it about 2-3 months minimum so you see that overall benefit for not only them, but also you as you build up your reputation as a marketer of websites and builder websites too. Any questions at all beyond that so far? Anything that we didn't talk about before that we talked about before, not now?
No.
All right. Well, that's about it for me. Get out of your hair. Hope you enjoyed that. Hope it wasn't too much of an explosion in your brain. And also, here's my information too. Everything I have that I've done, I always hashtag Upland Kairos. You can find all my stuff on there. Okay, that links back to my website. Anything you have tips for me too, contact me. Hey, what about this on your website? You missed this. I miss a lot of things. I'm human. Anything else? Good?
All right.
This talk was meant to help 2 people, the student understand exactly how important it is to start now, doing small videos, editing for one too, and even running websites too, and learning as you go, especially since right now your expenses at home are free. Okay. Also, the other side is the business owner or someone looking into social media or expanding it, because realize it's always changing. And knowing what's going on and understanding what people want to look for when you look for your business allows you to reverse engineer how to put information out there to help them, to help understand what you do. As a chiropractor myself, I put out exercise videos, educational videos one too, so I give a lot of information away. At that point, people understand what I do. At that point, gain their trust, as hope other people see that too. Again, this is my second talk with these people, and hope they understand that as I come back again, things will always be changing. There'll be another app, there'll be another Facebook, there'll be another way to communicate our message of what we do in our practices and our businesses, that we can understand that and trust us, and over time use the services if they want to, knowing where to go. Again, if you thought this was helpful from a student level or a business level, one, two, at the bottom of the show notes, leave a comment on our Facebook page, the Crooked Spine Show page. At that point, I'd love to hear your thoughts and also ways for me to improve these podcasts over time so you get more benefit from that to help yourself become successful and healthy. And again, if you want to leave a review on iTunes, I'd appreciate that. If not, no big deal. Enjoy Health Inside Out and have a great day, and I'll see you next episode.